Today's debut after Aston Villa 2, Liverpool 2, Dan, Neil and Sean with lots to get into. Lots in the lineup and approach, Neil. I think it's clear from the selection, but also then it's clarified from the manager later that there's a worry about Diaz in terms of risk to his body if he carries on playing and carries on putting in 90s. So the Gakpo injury is really one where the manager has had his plans thrown out with how he probably wants to use both of those players and his forward line, I think it's fair to say, over the last few. And then there's this, the decision, which is again clarified post-match, to give both Jota and Trent 60 minutes. All of this comes full circle, I guess, in the Darwin Nunez, and not just Darwin Nunez, but you know, I think you can put a player like Kostas Tsimikas points in this of where the manager is with his squad, how much trust there is in certain individuals and what his priorities are for this particular bank of fixtures.
Yeah, I think that the selection and the approach is actually really, really interesting. I think there's Liverpool, and I mean this as a compliment, Liverpool to me, especially in the first half an hour of the first half, look like they're almost flitting between two or three different systems. Often when I'd say that, I'd be a bit, oh, I prefer it if there's just real clarity in terms of where everyone is and what they're about. But I think he thinks the players are intelligent enough to be able to look after the relevant areas on the pitch. So there's times where it looks like it's just Jones left. There's times when it looks like Jones has got a roving brief. There's times when it looks a little bit like the 4-2-4-0 style thing that we've talked about that he does in pre-season a little bit. And as I say, there's times when it just looks sort of like the conventional Liverpool lineup and approach, but with Curtis Jones added. I think in the back of his mind is, first and foremost, I think he's possibly surprised their bench is a little stronger than I thought it'd be because they get a couple back. But I think he thinks what we can do here is that we can kill these for legs, we can find greater creativity, we can have extra control. And I think he thinks accurately, by the way, we can drop anchor in their half and they won't have the personnel on the pitch to be able to win it back. They will have the personnel on the pitch to be able to counter us, but they won't have the personnel on the pitch to be able to win it back once we've dropped anchor. And I think that that's what he's thinking. And I think that that's the use of Jones. What strikes me as quite interesting here is he has a little look at Szoboszlai left for the game against at the end of the game against Wolves, and he's chosen not to do it and chosen to go with Szoboszlai through the middle.